It's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and our old friend Todd Heitkamp, and I mean old.
Yeah. What's his old stuff already? Yeah, all gloves are off now, Belfridge.
All right, like the gloves weren't off before. Todd Heitkamp of the National Weather Service is here. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Greg. Good to be here.
You know, you've been badgering me every time we talk to you. When are you going to have me in when the weather's nice?
You picked the perfect day. The day that I have off because it's so nice. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Next couple of days are going to be really nice.
It really, you know, the main story that we've been dealing with all winter long and all spring so far has been the wind. And today, thankfully, we don't have the wind. But tomorrow, the wind is coming back. And that's going to kind of set the stage for a little bit of moisture returning tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's the one thing that we really need around here. We're really dry. Yeah. That wind has really dried us out. And some areas by Monday morning may pick up between a half inch to an inch and a half of rain. And that's exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, we saw wind all through the winter. I mean, and now, of course, through the spring, we're used to a spring and summer anyway.
Yeah. Right.
But, oh, man. But, yeah, it's going to be a nice couple of days. Well, it's good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here. I appreciate it.
One of the things we wanted to talk about, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week. You do that a couple of times each year, once in the fall, once in the spring.
Right.
Because, as you mentioned, threat of showers and possibly thunderstorms tomorrow, and it could bring potential for some nasty weather.
Yeah, there is the potential that some of us around the tri-state area could experience some severe storms, especially tomorrow night and into Sunday. But it looks like the better threat of that severe nature of the storms are going to be to the south, where it looks like probably the biggest severe weather outbreak of the season will occur this weekend ahead of the system that's coming in on us on Sunday. But again, the best chances of severe weather is going to be to the south. But we really use this time, this week, to really make sure that people are prepared for it. And you know, and I don't think all of us take the threat really seriously. And I don't want to say the sky's falling and all this other stuff. It's the fact that we know that we're going to have hail. We know we're going to have strong winds associated with those storms. And, you know, knock on wood, hopefully we don't have too many tornadoes around here this year. And we saw last year, October 4th, that the big tornado outbreak just around the Sioux City area. And it could have been up here. So, you know, it's just a matter of time. As I tell people here around the Sioux Falls area, it's not a matter of if we have tornadoes, it's a matter of when.
And so when I hear the warning, what I should do, right, is go outside and go take a look at the... Because isn't that what everybody does?
Everyone does it. You know, everyone does it. There's no doubt about that. I just did a talk at the Pavilion. I've been on the road doing these weather talks every night this week. And Monday night, we did one at the Pavilion. And everywhere I go, I ask people, you know, when we issue tornado warning, the outdoor warning sirens are activated, what do you do? You know, how many of you go to your place of safety before, you know, immediately upon hearing the warning? None of them. Very seldom do I get a hand raised that everyone goes out looking for it. Number one, they don't believe us. And so people want to go out and actually see it themselves. And most of the time, though, what people don't realize is that when you go outside looking for it, you're not going to see it because that tornado is going to be occurring behind the rain. And if the storm's heading your way, all you're going to see is the rain. And you're just going to, you know, think that the weather service blew it again and continue to go on your normal activity.
Yeah, because it's on the backside.
It's on the backside of it, yeah.
That front, yeah. Absolutely,
you
right.
Know, and so that's the whole thing that people need to realize. And, you know, we don't try to scare people. We're going to just give you the best, best information to save yourself and your family's life. And you know, and I hate to make it sound dramatic, but that's really what it is. It's a matter of choice, one way or the other. Don't, if you choose not to take action, don't come crying to me after the storm has passed because we've done our job. The emergency management has done their job. You guys have done your job by broadcasting the warning. It's about time the public does their part.
Todd Heitkamp of the National Weather Service is here. As you talk about the place of safety, what should I look for? What kind of place should I have to be able to take shelter?
Yeah, the best rule of thumb to use for tornadoes is put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible and to be in the lowest level possible. So obviously in your house, your basement would be best if you have a basement. And if you have a bathroom, go inside there because the bathroom will provide a little bit more structural integrity. The plumbing in the walls will be a little bit stronger. So that'd be a good place to go. Stay away from the corners. A lot of people still think that a particular corner of the basement is the safest. It's not. They're the worst places to be. Be in a small interior room underneath the stairs or in the bathroom, something like that. If you don't have a basement, go inside your bathroom. That'd be the best place to go as well. If you live in a mobile home or an apartment complex, again, an apartment complex, get as low as you possibly can. Mobile home, evacuate it before the storm approaches your location.
Let's talk about the weather radio and where that comes into play because it's really useful for those times that maybe we're away from the media.
Yeah, a lot of times people see that as you and I, Kello and the Weather Service is in competition. We're not. When you go to bed at night and you turn your radio off or your TV off, you have to have some way to receive that warning information. And the outdoor warning sirens are intended to only warn people that are outdoors. With the weather radio, it's programmable, so you can program in the county that you want to receive that warning information for. And so when you go to bed at night, that radio will sit, and that weather radio will sit in standby. And if we issue a warning for your location, an alarm will be activated on that radio, waking you up in the middle of the night.
And it will wake you up.
And it will literally wake the dead. It is the most obnoxious sound ever, but it's the most important noise ever as well. So if you hear that, you know we've issued a warning for your location, and you need to move to your place of safety as soon as possible.
What other things should I do to prepare for the, you know, you talk about having a plan. Maybe you were out on the ball field, or maybe kids, or what kinds of things should we plan for?
Well, I think anywhere you go throughout your week, your daily walk, you should have a plan of safety. Where would we go if a tornado would hit at Yankton Trail Park or any place like that? We need to have a plan, or church. A lot of times the churches probably are the most ill-prepared for that because they don't think tornadoes are gonna, or severe weather is going to happen on a Sunday morning. So I would discuss that with everyone in our family members. Make sure everyone in our family knows where they should go and exercise the plan. Everyone does kind of like a fire drill when the kids are younger. Now is the time to actually discuss it. You don't have to go through it, but make sure everyone knows where they would go, where that safe place is.
Todd Heitkamp of the National Weather Service, it's always good to see you.
Hey, it's always fun to be invited down here, especially on a nice day like today. So thanks a lot, Greg. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd.